credit to Megyn Kelly. She's been basically saying I've been right about everything. I want to play a few minutes of that, her and the great Russell Brand. Then our huge guest on the collapsing magnetic field of the Earth, the moving pole, magnetic field. It's all happening. We got a leading expert on this, Dr. Jack Cruz, coming up in the next segment. But here's Megyn Kelly.
Alex Jones. Okay, back in August of 2017, Charlottesville was a false flag run by Southern Poverty Law Center operatives who hired actors to pose as Nazis. Fucking the guy there. I could give you so many of these by Alex Jones. After we did my interview with him, where it did get contentious, but I spent days with him. He said so many things. They sounded crazy, Russell. We went back to the NBC fact-checking machine, which is good. NBC's biased, but they're not reckless generally when it comes to like their reporting. Don't get me wrong. I understand what happened with Russiagate. And I'm not talking about MSNBC. I'm talking about NBC. They all came back true. Everybody's like, he's a lunatic. He says the frogs are turning gay and they're turning transgender. We're like, he's a nutcase. True, 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 true. It was amazing. The Sandy Hook stuff was very, very wrong and untrue. Must be said again. In any event, he's on the list, right? Like, he's been, of course, due to his own behavior and due to just being right about a lot of the stuff that they don't want out there, they've otherized him. They've done it to Tucker. They're in the process of trying to do it to me. I'm a lot harder because I don't have the conspiratorial gene that a lot of these folks have. And their conspiracies many places have turned out to be true. So it's like, shame on me for not having more of one. But I'm not built like that. I'm a lawyer. I'm a linear thinker. Oh. Very, very fact-based. You know, I don't believe anything until it's really been proven to me with like facts I can hold. Good. But they're trying, like, they're trying to do it to me right now. And it's infuriating. And now I'm much, much more suspicious about the narratives I've been sold about many, many other people. Right? Like,
yeah.
Are they really crazy and conspiratorial, yeah, or do they know something? Have they hit on one of those soft spots that you're not allowed to touch?
It's very hard to stay present. It's very hard to stay present and assess when you're being emotionally stimulated. The whole culture is continually emotionally stimulated. Sexual imagery, imagery of violence and fear. These things create bewilderment and disorientation. You shouldn't consume too much of it, if any at all, as a matter of fact. Over time, and right now, AI and the internet are creating something that's akin to a counterfeit consciousness. Remember Carl Jung saying that we have a collective unconscious. It's almost as if there's a repository for all of our thoughts. It says that we are all participants in the Holy Spirit, that all of us can share in God's grace and presence right now, that eternity is not just beyond time, but it is within and throughout time. Now, in creating this online internet space where all consciousnesses and individuals can potentially interconnect with one another, we've created a kind of facsimile or counterfeit of a psyche. The psyche is generating the kind of shadow archetypes that Jung himself spoke about. And because we live in this materialistic, secular culture, we don't have the language or even the diagnostic tools to recognize these types. The dark woman that will tell you truths that people don't want to hear and uncomfortable about. The ranting preacher that might say things that are sometimes crazy or prophetic. Have you looked at the prophetic language in the Bible? But has a great many truths to tell us. The thoughtful Khan, the meaty, solid warrior that thoughtfully pontificates and interrogates people. Our internet online new media space is like a new consciousness, inhabited with people like you and me and Tucker that have lived for a while in the old media, and then these other creatures that came from the periphery or were born within it. But there are great truths that are being told by you with your understanding of litigation and systems of justice, media. You have a great deal to offer. Tucker, with his background there that's sort of deep, deep embedded in systems of state and power and media and...
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been on air 32 years. I remember early on reading mainstream news articles and news scientists and the nightly news, the magnetic field started changing, and also the pole started moving from you know where it had been, and people could see this on compasses. And then you've got all the famous clips of Democrats and globalists saying the world's going to end in 2030 and all this, and they say that to create fear, to make you not have kids, make you give up. You know, they tell you you're killing the earth, all the rest of it. But there are big Earth-changing events. You know, they thought it was every few million years big comets or asteroids hit the Earth. But now that we have satellites, they can see the scars of giant comets and meteor blasts all over the Earth. You know, you see the moon, you see them stand out because there's no foliage, there's no water, there's no erosion. But on the Earth, now that we have the satellites, we can see that we get hit a lot more often than they thought. That's just one example. So what is the magnetosphere? What's happening with the poles? What are the globalists getting ready for? Why is the pole moving so fast? Dr. Jack Cruz is a neurosurgeon, author, and leading educator in quantum biology. You can describe what that is. JackCruz.com, Dr. Jack Cruz. We really appreciate him joining us. He wants to get into the Rockefeller agenda with the control of the nuclear magnetic moment of hydrogen. Also, Dr. Jack Cruz talking about the extinction event. Whenever he wants those clips, he can call for them. We'll go to them. But I wanted to just get him on to discuss this because the only thing that's constant is change. We're told give up your rights, you know, cut off the carbon, starve yourself, global warming. Then we're told the UN says the sun doesn't affect our climate. We know it's almost all of it. What's really going on? What are the changes we know that are happening? And do we know the time frame of this? And he also talks about when all of these space winds, radiation, when these things get through the defense shield, which we know, that's why astronauts up there are in so much danger, what would happen if it totally collapsed? So, Doctor, you can start wherever you want. I appreciate you joining us. My listeners are pretty informed, but this is a complex issue, so start wherever you'd like. Really here for the next 10 minutes or so, just opening statement, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem, Alex. The issue is, as you mentioned, a couple of the guys came down to El Salvador to interview me about MKUltra, and they got sidetracked on this story because it's actually topical right now. So most of the viewers out there need to understand that when climate change is used in the media, it's basically an acronym for magnetic shield failure, because that's effectively what it is. The climate isn't changing, but the magnetic field is. They're trying to keep the narrative towards something they can control, because if people understood what this really means, it's a problem. So I shared with the guys that you had on your show last week a paper that was written on June 13th of 25 that basically showed something that physicists didn't realize, and it's very unusual, that the Earth's magnetic field is coupled to oxygen levels on Earth for the last 540 million years. Why is that important? All complex life shows up on Earth at the Cambrian explosion, which happens at this time. So you begin to realize that oxygen is a big deal with the magnetic flux. What the paper blamed it on is they felt it was related to tectonic plate movements, which is absolutely ludicrous. Why? Because for the previous you know, 3 billion years on Earth, we had tectonic plates. That makes no sense. But what it is coupled to is the thermohaline currents in the ocean. Why? Because what happens right before this time in Earth? It's called the Neoproterozoic era. And this is where we have the best data. The last time the magnetic field truly collapsed, life was simple. There was only two domains of life, bacteria and archaea. This went from about a billion years ago all the way up to the Cambrian explosion. There was no eukaryotes. Eukaryotes are me and you, Alex. It's everybody who's listening to this. We're the complex life. If you know anything about evolution, at the Cambrian explosion, 32 phyla of evolution show up in the fossil record overnight, kind of blowing up Darwin's theory of evolution. So when you have this link in the media and in science, you can start to see that it's beginning to leak out. What does this really mean? As the magnetic shield of the planet weakens, it allows the solar wind to get closer, but it also allows the Van Allen radiation belts to get closer to Earth. What is the impact of that for biology? Anything that lives on the surface or in the crust, which is the oceans, is going to be heavily deuterated. What does that mean? Deuterium is an isotope of hydrogen. The hydrogen that we are racist to in our biology is protium, which is light hydrogen. Deuterium has an extra neutron on it. And then the third isotope is called tritium. Tritium is radioactive hydrogen. Usually, from all the teaching I've done all over the world about this, I tell people you don't really have to worry about tritium because our magnetic shield takes care of it. Well, that's all well and good until the government released some data after this paper came out last June. The USGS surveys show that the magnetic pin that used to be in Canada has moved faster in the last 15 years than it has in 320 million years on Earth since mammals evolved on the planet. That kind of stuff in the scientific literature should kind of catch people and go, hey, what's going on?
And let's be clear, that's, and listeners like, is that even true? No, it's mainstream news. Anybody can register it. The poll is moving very quickly.
Yeah, it's moved from Canada to Siberia. So that's the one fact that anybody can go and look at. Then the big fact is I think most people know about the South Atlantic anomaly. It's been present on Earth. People have been talking about it for a long time, but it was pretty well contained and nobody's been thinking about it. The way I teach my clients and my patients to think about it, the South Atlantic anomaly should be thought of like the giant red spot on Jupiter. The difference is on Jupiter, you can see it because it's a gas planet. On Earth, you can't see the SAA because we are a rocky planet, but it's based in the crust mantle boundary, kind of where this dynamo is cooking with gas. Well, the USGS just informed all of science in the last couple of months that the South Atlantic anomaly is now close to tripled in size, and it's now breaking off a new lobe that's already at the west coast of Africa. And this is really problematic. Yesterday in the New York Times, and this is not covered by those two guys that you had interviewed last week, the New York Times and Science Magazine then report that scientists are now worried that the Gulf Stream that's off the east coast of the United States called the thermohaline current may decrease. Now, why is this a big deal? This is a sign that the science that I'm telling you about is absolutely factual and correct. But what's the canary in the coal mine that I want Alex Jones and his audience to understand? To make sense of this, you have to understand something about the Atlantic Ocean, because the South Atlantic anomaly, most people say, well, it's over Brazil. It's out in the southern hemisphere. Why does it affect us here in the United States? Well, you need to look for two things. With the magnetic shield here and the Van Allen belt here, you should see evidence of things that live on the surface changing radically in the Atlantic Ocean. So I told people when they came to interview me that you should pay attention to birds, bees, and fish. Why? Because they all use magnetic field to navigate.
Well, something just happened in the New York Times yesterday that should get really everybody concerned. Why? For the first time in human history, mosquitoes have been found on the surface of Iceland. And for those of you who don't know, Iceland is North Atlantic Ocean. It is at 63rd north latitude, which is even more north of the United States. It's kind of right in the middle of where Canada is. But why is this a big deal? Most people know, without having a science background, that mosquitoes tend to like stagnant water that's tropical, and that water tends to be heavily deuterated. The second fact is mosquitoes are arthropods. Arthropods are a type of animal that actually get repelled by magnetic fields. So the main reason Iceland has never had mosquitoes is because the magnetic field up there was so strong that mosquitoes would be repelled by it and they would stay down closer to tropical waters. That's actually how their biology works. So what happens when that universal stator, the magnetic dynamo, begins to fail? It no longer can keep the mosquitoes out.
So the mosquitoes now are the canary in the coal mine. This is all confirmed. People that don't know, butterflies, hummingbirds, everything, have magnetic cones that literally register off of this. And so we have mosquitoes up in Alaska and places in Canada. It's not because it's cold there. It's because they were being held back. People that don't understand why, the police will tell you everybody goes crazier in a full moon. It's something that's more light. It gets out there and does different things with the different space winds and the different magnetic fields that are coming in that all affects us. So imagine how the moon makes people go crazy, particularly women who are menstruating. That usually controls all that. This is something, what you're talking about, something thousands of times stronger than an event like that.
Well, this is actually more germane than even that story. Why? Because of that paper that the guy shared with you last week. That paper shows that anything in the mammalian clade that uses oxygen for their mitochondria, the master is the magnetic field. Now, other things are important, but that paper goes straight to the point.
And that goes into the circadian rhythm and everything. We're all literally tied to the earth.
Well, not only are we tied to the earth, but if you would ask me this a year ago, did I think that the magnetic stator in the dynamo was the single most important, you know, leg of the stool of life? Because the leg of stool of life is built with light, water, and magnetism. I would have told you that light was by far more dominant. The reason I would have told you that is because I've always assumed that the magnetic shield has been relatively stable. Turns out that paper shows that I was correct about that. But when I began to look at that paper carefully, I looked at the time in Earth immediately before the Cambrian explosion. And that's when I found that this Neoproterozoic era, we almost lost the magnetic shield. And what happened for us to get it back? The inner core of the magnetic dynamo hardened, and this defragged the rest of the dynamo. And what did it do? It strengthened the magnetic field so much that it allowed for all these things that happened at the Cambrian explosion to occur. So what did it do? It led to a great spike in oxygen. It led to a great change in actually how light could affect things on the planet. And that means bacteria and archaea were able to come together to form eukaryotes. And this was something called endosymbiosis. So it appears that the magnetic dynamo was the incident that drove a lot of these problems. So what am I saying to you right now, Alex? Because I want to be very clear about this. We're now living through the reverse effect of this. We're beginning to see the evidence this goes down. So let me tell you the things that I think historically you've probably heard about, but we're never able to make true sense of it. The last time the magnetic shield, that humans have a pretty good memory for it, and you can study this in just about any museum, is the Mayan culture. The Mayans went through some really interesting things where they built these big cities like Tikal, Copan, down in Central America, and then all of a sudden, the archaeologist tells us they left. They left these great cities. It's not that the Mayan people died, Alex. They did not die. They're still here today in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico. But they abandoned these cities. And what do we know now A guy named Charlie Lentz did some interesting stuff. He's an archaeologist out of University of Cincinnati, and he did isotopic samples, and he also did DNA samples of the big water vats that were right in front of the pyramids at Tikal. What did he find? He found high levels of cyanobacteria, which is the bacteria that led to oxygen creation in the oceans at the Cambrian event. But he also found out that the soils were heavily deuterated at this time. So why did the people of the Maya likely have to leave? Because their area, which was tropical and wet, became more like Mars because of this SAA effect.
By the way, I was going to bring up Mars. You have this incredible isotope with hydrogen bombs all over Mars. And a lot of scientists, you know, they see the waterways, evidence of things. I was going to bring up Mars and losing its atmosphere is a lot of astrophysicists think. How does Mars tie into this as an example?
Well, Mars is the next best example to show you what happens to a planet when you lose your magnetic field. Like you just brought up that it lost its atmosphere, but I'm trying to take you proximal. What happened is that it lost its magnetic dynamo. And when it loses its magnetic dynamo, the solar wind strips the atmosphere completely off it. That's the worst case scenario. That is a true cataclysm.
And by the way, for people who don't know, this is all admitted science. Explain the magnetic field, how it shields us, what it does, and how we think Mars died.
Correct. And the next big event to talk about that I've heard you actually talk about before is the Younger Dryas, where we lost the woolly mammoths in North America. There's now pretty good evidence that that event not only was tied to comets coming in, but it looks like a partial magnetic decline was tied to that too. But the biggest event that very few people talk about, the ones that affect us the most, is the Neanderthals at the Last Champ event. The Last Champ event happened 42,000 years ago. And what's interesting about the Neanderthals, they had 125 grams more brain tissue than my patients do today. So they shrunk their brain down. And what did this allow them to do? It allowed them to become more isotopically light. So we are humans that show up on the planet. And what did we notice about their name, Neanderthals? Why are they called Neanderthals? Because above the 51st latitude, where is the only place that their bones have been found? When they went higher than that, it turned out that they couldn't live at that level. We show up and we can go all the way up to 60.
Yeah, why could Cro-Magnon do it, but the Neanderthal couldn't?
Well, we don't know that answer, but we do know why Neander couldn't do it, because his brain was too expensive to live high up on the planet. For us, we also have a limit. Our limit is the same limit as photosynthesis, which is about the 60th latitude. That's where the boreal forests go, all in the northern hemisphere. Remember, we can't say anything about the southern hemisphere because there's two continents. One is at the pole, where nothing lives except Weddell seals and penguins. But Australia and the tip of South America do have big lessons for us. And it turns out that both of these continents have been struggling for a really long time for the same reason. And when you understand truly what's going on here, the worst case scenario would be Mars, okay? But I want to be very clear with you because I don't want to sensationalize this. Could we face an event that's just like the Mayas, that there's going to be places on Earth where we won't be able to live because it won't be safe to do it, because the food will be deuterated?
But then, as you explained, the elites want to depopulate, and I've heard this, they don't tell the whole story, but they've said it to me, and I'm reading their publications. For decades, they've been building huge bunkers all over, particularly the southern hemisphere, you know, Chile, Australia, Tasmania, all over the place, as you documented, a lot of it were in and around Seattle, because they actually know this and think it's going to happen. And I hope somehow it can be reversed. You know, who knows these processes of God? But I mean, this is a big deal.
Well, I think it's a big deal. But I think the reason it's a big deal, Alex, is that we need to make sure that people understand the process clearly, that they need to begin to be educated. Like this whole climate story, folks.
It's a cover for the collapse that's coming and why they're getting ready, just like it's an asteroid. So I can play you a compilation. We actually have it. We're going to put it in post because I don't want to waste your time. But of all these globalists saying the world ends in 2030, They said that in 2012 to kind of implant us with that idea, I think, to give up. But clearly the pole is moving. Clearly the atmosphere is collapsing. Look, we have a ranch we've had. We literally got a Mexican land grant, 1825. And when I was a kid, it looked like the Shire with hobbits. Giant oak trees, totally gorgeous, everything beautiful. Every huge oak tree is dead. There's almost no bees. I used to drive to East Texas. My car would be covered spring, fall, summer with bugs. You know, the insects are disappearing. I drive out, to areas outside Austin that used to be gorgeous. It's all dead. I talk to all the botanists. They say everything's dying. The soil's poisonous. I mean, the earth is dying, and it's not us doing it.
No, you're right. And just to make this point, I don't know how you'll like this or not, but one of the globalists who works in media named Elizabeth Colbert, she used to work for New York Times and one of the magazines, New Yorker, I believe. She wrote a book about 10 years ago called The Sixth Extinction. You should read it because it's a ruse for climate change so that people don't realize that there's going to be different places on Earth that we're going to have to seek to go to, so that we're able to do the things we do. So my idea with the guys that came down here that you had on your show is I want them to start paying attention to the people around them, to the life around them, to nature around them, because nature's not going to lie to you. The media will. The scientists will.
No, everybody, so let's dumb it down for us. We know from past events where this is going on. How accurate are you? How are you modeling where you think it's safe? Let's get into it.
Well, the simple way to do it is to use magnetometers, and there's lots of different magnetometers to do it. But the single most important thing for all of us is we need to get the swarm data, which is three satellites that the European space authorities use to manage the SAA. Because what's happening? The SAA is acting just like the great red spot on Jupiter. And we need that data every 6 months, because what is likely going to happen? As the pole is run to Siberia, we need to know what the effects are in the southern hemisphere and the mid-latitudes, because what does it mean? It means there's going to be really good places, good zip codes, and bad zip codes, and there's not going to be any rhyme or reason to how this goes. Why? We have to pay attention to the thermohaline currents. We have to pay attention to the arthropods, the birds, the bees, and the fish. And when we
We need magnetosphere long-term forecasting.
Well, not only long-term forecasting,
but lifetime.
I'll take it even more critical, Alex. I think we need people in every part of the world to begin to measure these things and share the data online, kind of like you just had Megyn Kelly and Russell Brand on, about how we can share this stuff collectively over the decentralized internet so that this information comparative that's being sold from the elites, and I think if we do that, then we've done our job as educators.
Sure. Well, I mean, all I know is I've been all over Texas my whole life, and particularly East Texas. All the pine, everything's dying, or it's dead. So what's doing that? We'll be right back with our special guest, Jack Cruz. We've got to get him back, Dr. Jack Cruz, for a full three-hour interview, but we'll be right back with another 30 minutes. Stay with us. Right now is the time to support InfoWars as Twilight. We aren't shutting down next Thursday night. The InfoWar continues for all of you. The AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It owns the Alex Jones Network. They won't be able to shut us down. We have fought them, and we will continue on. But I need your support. The supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, it is all incredible, top-rated, so good for you. You're insane if you don't get it. And we're running a fundraiser here. All the original InfoWars products, we're not going to sell once this goes through, because even though we're battling in court, they could come back and say we violated their whatever. So if you want to get original InfoWars gear and the new update, the 1776 line, now is the time. Also, they're running mega sales every day for the next week at Bigley. If you subscribe to any supplement, you can lock it in for 50% off when you buy it into the future. Cancel anytime with one click. Sign up for any supplement subscription. You get 50% off plus a free bottle of either Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy Incredible Formulas. Ultimate Chill helps support calm, balance, and focus. Ultimate Energy helps support energy, drive, and mental intensity. Third deal on top of it. Every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Biggest sales ever. We want to hire more hosts. We want to expand once this is over. We want to go at least 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got big plans, okay? We fought all the way. We rode it till the wheels came off. We're going all the way. We're still going to block the onion scammers that got exposed a year and a half ago. They're trying it again. We're going to sue the living hell out of them. Wait till after our guest leaves us. We found incredible information on them. It is so shocking. It's going to just blow you away. Guess what they're into? I don't think you'll be surprised, but it's so bad. You're not going to... I mean, it is the sickest stuff you've ever seen. Out and out Satanism. Torturing, murdering children. They love it. They're promoting it. Wait till you see this with Will Ferrell, everything. It's all coming up. But I will continue to fight these people 110%. I love it. I'm built to do it. But I cannot do it without your backing and support. So make the decision now, especially the 99% of you, have millions of viewers a day, that never go to thealexshowstore.com to get these incredible items, incredible knives, silver coins, collectibles. It's all there. Thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a free app. TheAlexJonesApp.com, Android, on Apple, it's all there. It's free. Get it. The show's right there in the center of it. And you get big discounts on everything in the shopping cart when you do it through the app. AlexJonesApp.com. And soon we'll announce the new news site that's even better than InfoWars. It's all coming up. But I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. I need your support now. Firing the bat signal. I want to thank you all for your past support. But those that haven't supported, what are you doing? TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Talking up to a million things. I'm a very observant person. Anybody that studies intelligence will tell you the best intelligence is on the ground. And I look at thousands of articles a day. I read over 100 a day. I track. I know who's got a records of being accurate. I'm more of a generalist, though, not an expert really in anything. Except maybe broadcasting and shooting guns. I'm about as good as. But the point is that I see the articles where no one knows why all these hummingbirds are collapsing and falling in the ocean, or no one knows why much less monarchs just made it back to Mexico, because you'll have three generations of monarchs that fly up, and then they have this jumbo super monarch up in Canada that's like three times bigger, and it flies all the way back to Mexico to the tree its ancestor was born in and then lays eggs to start it over again. I mean, and its magnetic field, it does it. Well, now they're reporting in Mexico, like, the monarchs, the lowest, are not showing back up. And then I see things like, I mean, I've been 52 years old. I hang up hummingbird feeders. And it's all the time now. Hummingbirds fly into the window, break their necks. I never saw that until the last few years. And then all the time, I'll just see a hummingbird just flopping around the ground. I mean, and almost no bees. And I talk to beekeepers, and I see what's going on, and I all over the country and all over the world. And I talk to the scientists, and I talk to the farmers, and we have a lot of farmers that are really scientific. You know, they study the soil, they get the bacteria tested, and they say, we're seeing bacteria we've never seen before. And the soil's dying. I mean, folks, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger here. They're telling you cow farts are bad. That's part of the atmosphere, methane. It adds to it. You're telling you you're bad. That's all crazy. They're telling you this is all about to happen because you're bad. Give them control during the crisis you cause, when really they want to manage the crisis they believe is coming. And I've been hearing this for decades from a scientist I respect. Now the evidence is accelerating. And in the interview I saw with him last week, Dr. Cruz was making the point that it's accelerating worse than he thought. And so we need to really look at this. And, you know, you don't have Zuckerberg and all of them building multi-billion dollar bunkers and submarines and underground bases for nothing. And I told you years ago, but now it's in the news. They're all obsessed with the end of the world. I've met with some of the richest people in the world. I'll leave it at that. They're very concerned about all this. I'll be sitting there with, you know, big as it gets. And they're like, what do you think about magnetic fields? It's like a couple of years ago. What do you think about the Earth's pole? I mean, so this is what they're talking about. I can tell you from meetings with the richest people in the world, they're concerned about this. And I know you're talking to him as well, Dr. Jack Cruz. So I know we don't know exactly what's happening, but big changes are happening. And if you can only approximate and talk to the other experts, I know a lot of off-record stuff, obviously, because you're a leading expert. How fast is this coming? What are we up against? Unmute yourself, please. Go ahead.
Am I muted?
We must have had you muted. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say the slope of the line is what I'm interested in right now. The problem is I need more data points to make, you know, predictions. But I would tell you what's happened in the pole, the loss of the magnetic north from Canada to Siberia is the same maneuver, the same motion that has happened in 320 million years on Earth. That's happened in literally 15 years. So it tells me there is no slope of the line. This is asymptotic. And that means we need to really pay attention to this because we're all magnetic beings. You may not realize it. And if you give me a little bit of time, I can explain this, I think, really well to people pretty simply. If you think about a baby is born, it's about 80 to 90% water composition. When you're about 20, 30 years old, you're about 70%. When you're Alex's age and my age, we're about 50%, okay? So what you need to realize, the water in your body acts like a dielectric collector. What does that mean? Collects photons from the sun. The photons then make this thing in the water in us called an exclusion zone. The exclusion zone keeps everything greater than the size of a proton out. So it makes kind of like a battery in a cell, okay?
Now, by the way, I just interrupt you. A month ago that he classified Operation Artichoke, which I know you're an expert. We got to get you back for like 2-3 hours. Even this week, come back next week, whatever. We do commercial-free podcasts. It'll air it here. So he'll everybody. But they said we're an electrochemical crystal, and they admitted we're being energized by the space winds and everything else. Then they talked about manipulating that. So everything you're saying is real science. People that don't know, this is not speculation. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then the way oxygen is delivered via temperature and vortexing of water. Here's the key story that they just let out the bag about the thermohaline current in the North Atlantic that goes from the Gulf all the way up and across to Europe. In the North Atlantic, the water cools and becomes dense. As the water gets dense, it sinks and it creates a downward vortex that pulls all the oxygen-rich surface water into the deep ocean. You don't need a mechanical pump to do this. This is pure thermodynamics and water chemistry. Your body does exactly the same thing. So your mitochondria uses a temperature gradient, heat from the inner mitochondrial membrane to structure the water. The thermal coupling allows for the delivery of oxygen to the heme centers on the cytochromes. And you should know the cytochromes are 1, 2, 3, 4, and the ATPase. And what happens if the water, which is deuterium depleted, which we make at cytochrome 4, which is cytochrome C oxidase, if it moves with zero friction, the body has no problem. If that water has deuterium in it, we call deuterated, then the current in us stalls. And what happens?
we start to let heat off. That is a big problem. We also make more free radicals. So when you understand this,
explain to people how hot-blooded creatures operate.
Well, it's not just hot-blooded creatures. I'm really talking about mammals because that's what this story is about. So I want to make sure that people understand that there's a coupled circulation. The global scale, the thermal haline currents in the Atlantic Ocean, couple the atmosphere to the deep sea, okay? That ensures the metabolism of the oceans and the metabolism of Earth doesn't overheat and suffocate. The human scale, the one that we're interested in, the reason you invited me on, is our internal thermal haline system couples the solar magnetic environment to your DNA. The salinity in your electrolytes, your mineral balance, and the temperature of your body completely yokes to the metabolic heat that's tied to that ATPA. So what does that mean in English?
We're synced to the Earth and to the space winds.
Well, it means in English that the more your ATPase can't spin, the more the base chain DNA gets deuterated. So the game here is deuterium versus protium. And that's effectively what a weak magnetic shield does. What mimics that? What mimics that is abuse of technology and screens. That was the big thing that I cut my teeth on for 20 years. But when I saw the new data in the last 2 months...
So they're now reporting smartphone use shrinks the brain physically.
No, we know that. But that is no question about it. That's part of why those guys came down. They wanted to talk about MKUltra and how the Rockefeller dynasty figured this out a long time ago. But this story that you and I are talking about, it's a way bigger story. Why? Because it lays out the problem of heavy water. In the ocean, if you change the salinity of the temperature, you know, that's the acronym that they'll use is global warming and refreshening. But when the conveyor belt stops, that's a complete shutdown.
And that's mainstream news that the jet stream is slowing.
Correct. And now it's present. We now have this data point. So when you understand when you change the isotopic salinity of the water, you're adding deuterium to the system, you're killing the oceans. The oceans lose their oxygen. That's the reason why the fish are dying. And then when you think about the things we're doing, like if you're using synthetic supplements, foods, things like that, you're also thickening the internal sea inside of you, and it creates a metabolic shutdown. That's actually what metabolic syndrome is. It's what Alzheimer's disease is. It's what Parkinson's disease is. It's what ALS is.
Well, let me throw this at you. You got to come back in the next few days for 2 hours. I'm begging. We'll do commercial free because I just want to let you run all this and send us the documents. Because so much what you're saying, I've seen myself, but I'm not an expert like you. How is the secret project since the 92 that they partially classified of geoengineering? Bill Gates is planning to block out the sun. They say to save the ocean. Are they actually trying to save things? Because the scientists I talk to say what they're doing is like the opposite. What do you make of all the geoengineering going on that the CIA director, previous one, admits is happening?
I think that they think there's a possibility that the Earth could be in a big time shutdown event like we saw before the Cambrian explosion. If that's the case, mammals on this planet will be what the T-Rexes were down the road. So what are they doing? I think they're trying to terraform the Earth to see if they can rebuild.
I agree. So what they're really doing is testing right now.
Correct. That's what I think it is. And I told the guys that came down to visit me that, you know, you had on last week that some of the nefarious things that, you know, I've talked about and you've talked about in your work, this gives you a new way to look at it. Is limiting the population necessarily a bad thing if the magnetic shield is really going by the wayside? Like, say it goes back to where it was before the Cambrian. That means we're going to have 8 billion people wanting to travel to the places where magnetic flux is the highest because nobody's going to want to die.
It's going to be like army ants destroying the Amazon. It's going to be an explosion. It'll make World War Z look like a cakewalk.
Correct, because you're going to have way more power. I mean, let's just face it. 8 billion people on the planet, when they become aware of this, this is a way bigger deal than, you know, trying to, you know, send an army into Iran on Israel's behalf. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And that's why they're trying to get robots ready to defend the elite cities.
Correct. And I do believe that AI now has a very interesting program. And I told your guys that when you understand that when you have lattice lock CSF or lattice lock blood, you may need to be defragged by, you know, Neuralink or something like that just to stay conscious. I even made a comment.
I was about to ask, there's got to be processes to decontaminate the blood.
Well, but there are, but it's not decontaminate the blood. It's actually melanin is the thing in us that fractionates deuterium from protium. But here's the problem with melanin.
Does it like shift the balance?
Well, no, it shifts a huge balance because this is what people don't understand. Melanin needs high oxygenation to be formed from us. So what happens when the magnetic collapse comes? That means Alex Jones could be standing on the equator buck-ass naked and he can't make any melanin. It's a bigger problem than you want to know. So what the issue is, you have to have technology that saves human Library of Alexandria so that we can tap it when we can't think. But here's the really big effect. The big effect is we need a way to defrag ourselves. And the best way to do that is probably through pulses. And that goes back to the story that, you know, we talked about in the first segment when you asked me about Mars. I want you to go back and look at Mars and look at the equator of Mars. You got Valles Marineris, which is...
Yeah, guys, pull up a HD trench. Shot of Mars, the equator of Mars.
It's a huge trench on the equator.
It's five times bigger than the Grand Canyon. Let's pull that up. Go ahead.
What's bigger than the United States?
No.
I mean, and I show a picture of it all the time because do I believe in this big heliosphere current that we have that the sun is the cathode ray that's connected to the anode planets? Does the sun feel the pressure of magnetic changes? The answer is yes. This sounds crazy when you hear it, but if you go look at what's going on in the Jupiter's red spot since 2014, it used to be an oblong oval. Now it's more like a circle that's growing this way. And the reason for that is because of the cycle changes of the heliospheric current. So what likely happened to Mars, I believe now, is much more explainable by plasma physics and actually the universe, electric universe theory, that the sun tried to restart the dynamo in Mars and hit it with a huge electric bolt, but that electric bolt was not able to do it. And how do we know Mars had a magnetic field at one point? The largest volcano in the solar system is Olympic Mons, and it's on Mars. It's humongous. It makes Hawaii look like a pimple on your ass. The big issue was, though, once the magnetic field died on Mars, it became a dead red planet.
Well, here's my next question. Why do they find that radioactive isotope? They can't explain it except for hydrogen war. What's going on there with the high level of the radioactive isotope all over the planet?
Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen. I want you to think about what you just said, Alex. Let's bring thinking cap. If the magnetic field is shrinking, heavy atoms, the heavy isotopes, are going to stay on Earth. All the light isotopes are going to be sent off to space because they're going to float away because there's nothing grounding.
So now all the space wind and garbage, we're not defended. All the radioactive crap will just magnate into us.
Correct. And that is the key for RNA and DNA because it turns out when you methylate your DNA, that's how we read it. That's the epigenetic program. Well, it turns out there's a 5' place on one of the bases called cytosine. If you have that deuterated or tritiated, it absolutely destroys you. And tritium's a real problem. Tritium right now is not the problem on the planet yet, but the place that's most likely going to have it is going to be Brazil. Why? Because that's where the SAA is the strongest. And if you look, I'm looking at evidence of people dropping dead in Brazil all the time now. Why? Because if you get your 5' cytosine on DNA tritiated, that means you're going to release a beta particle in your body. This is like somebody who could be completely healthy and drop dead in a matter of weeks if that happens. Now, the only place I think on Earth where that is possible right now is probably where the SAA is strongest. And right now, that's over Brazil. We also have evidence that crazy stuff is going on in Brazil. I mean, you know, the stuff that's happened there, that's not a function of, you know, anything else but geomagnetic flux. And this is really important for your listeners to hear. When people think, when they hear people going crazy or dropping dead from heart or brain disease in these places, Robert O. Becker, who used to be a DARPA scientist who the military canceled, did a study in the 1960s for the military. He actually went to England with a guy named Charlie Bauman, who's a physicist, and another physicist named Friedman, and they studied when the Earth gets hit with a geomagnetic storm, do we have more psychiatric admissions in the UK? Turned out the answer was yes. That information was shared with the federal government in the 1960s. And then they hired Becker to do some of the studies on the Seafarer antenna that they were going to use for the Trident subs. And then when that showed that that antenna would affect the Earth's magnetosphere 80,000 kilometers above the surface, and that is published in Andrew Marino's book called Going Somewhere. It's also published in the Archives of Congress. If you go back and look at it, then Becker did the most amazing study. He decided to look at 765 kilowatt towers, which are by you in Austin and everywhere in the United States. Those are the ones that look like...
That was my next question. We know a Doppler antenna is all they can manipulate the weather. How is all the human manipulation adding to this? I know the solar winds...
It's additive. There's no question it's additive, because if you live around this stuff, it basically means you're putting more deuterium in your base chain of DNA. And this is the reason why all the Maha epidemics are there. You know, we want to blame this, that, and the other thing, but this is the base case. All the other things are a problem. They definitely add to the risk. But because we now know that this data from Swarm and the data from the USGS on the magnetic dynamo has been hidden, I mean, and Alex, I want you to really understand this. The best data we have only goes back to 1832. That's when a guy named Friedrich Gauss, started looking at this stuff. A Gauss meter, which measures magnetism, is named after him. When did we last get hit with a big coronal mass ejection?
The Carrington event?
1859. Yeah, right. It's 1859. I believe that's when the field really began to start weakening. And I think that was the Earth taking a pop from the sun to try to get this situation go. If you look at all the chronic health conditions on the planet now, they all directly couple back to that event. And as we've gone further and further, we have people in the midst of this, that, and the other thing. It comes down to something very simple. We're more deuterated than we've ever been because of the changes of this magnetosphere.
And again, that's new for regular listeners that are even informed. Explain. We're electrochemical creatures. All this stuff has an effect on us. Explain, again, very like we're 5 years old, what deuterated means.
Yeah, deuterated means that you have too much heavy hydrogen in you. And remember, your mitochondria works on an ATPase that only takes protium, which is the lightest form of hydrogen. Well, if you're trying to stick something through it that's two times the size of that, and we don't use, what's the big problem with deuterium? It has a huge kinetic isotope effect. What does that mean? It means if you put your two hands together, you can't separate them. That's what fragmentation of the water lattice means. So if you have D2O instead of H2O in your system, that means your blood or your CSF, it doesn't work. You don't make a vortex. You're not doing any of this. And the goal
people don't understand is they just think oxygen, carbon dioxide, everybody's fine.
No.
They don't get there's all these other variants.
No, but this is the biggest variant, because guess what? The paper that I originally talked about when you first had me on, that 540 million year study that came out, shows that the magnetic dynamo actually is what controls oxygenation on Earth for the last 540 million years. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Alex.
So you're saying the sun basically is the overall power source, but the magnetic system directs everything.
Well, on Earth, it does. And that paper makes it clear. And what does that mean? It means that we have to do a really good job of paying attention to how in our local zip codes that food is isotopically fractionated, how our body is doing it, as you said, in Austin, how our body did it when I lived in New York versus Nashville versus New Orleans. And now you know where I am. I'm in El Salvador. You probably figured out why, because this is called the land of volcanoes. We have more volcanoes in El Salvador per square kilometer than any place on Earth. And if you think I wound up here because I haven't been paying attention to this for the last 20 years, then you're a moron.
Well, explain, for people that don't know, explain why that's important.
Well, the bottom line is if you live in a place that's magnetically declined, you're going to struggle for everything. That explains why we have people going crazy, why people are getting record rates of heart disease, why people can't think. We call them low dopamine idiots. The other thing I would tell you from a global perspective, if you zoom out, Alex spends all of his days talking about the craziness in the world. Alex, where's the one place that the president is giving freedom back to the people? El Salvador. Guess why? Because this is a period of time where El Salvador is a beacon because it's got huge magnetic inclination because it's got all these
volcanoes. And we know the ancients didn't know what it was, but they knew to build Stonehenge, Mayan temples, everything on magnetic vortexes.
Right. Well, they were looking at the water table, but I want to be very clear when I tell you this. The Mayans, who actually founded El Salvador 1,000 years ago, had to leave the lowlands because this grew and then went back. What am I telling you? The same thing that happens on the Great Red Spot, that there are cycles here. We just don't know if this cycle is that type of event. Is it a last champ event?
Yeah, we know there's a cycle. Event. We just don't know exactly where we are. And so explaining why, obviously, people don't know, there's all this magnetic rock around volcanoes. So you're saying that's good for our bodies to be around that?
Well, Alex, if you ever decide to come down and visit me in El Salvador, you'll notice that my house is completely covered in volcanic rock. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason that the Mayans really liked jade. Why? Jade is a mineral from basalt volcanoes. What did they do? We have found skulls here in El Salvador that have jade embedded into the central incisors, into parts of the skull. All the elites that got buried had jade earrings on their ear. Why? What do you need to know about jade, Alex? It's piezoelectric. What does that mean?
I mean, the Japanese and Chinese were obsessed with it.
Well, but you have to realize it can defrag water networks that are binded by the kinetic isotope effect. And we know that the Mayans didn't know anything about quantum mechanics, but what else do we know? Right next to that pyramid you're showing now, Chichen Itza, is built an observatory. They were very dialed in to the nature and also the cosmos. Do I believe that they knew that they couldn't stay any longer because their water became like a desert? Their water became polluted with deuterium. The water became polluted with cyanobacteria that if one drop touched you, you would die. That's the reason they had to leave the lowlands, but they didn't become extinct. I want to be clear about that. They went to different parts of the planet. And what do I think is most likely? I think that's probably our
likely. Do 5 more minutes. We'll be right back with Dr. Jack Cruz. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification and the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.